You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Science has a language. And what is the language of science? It's math. Therefore, what is math? Well, math is numbers. And as you are about to find out, astrology and numerology are all about numbers too. Stanley, known as a mathematical genius, has developed the ESP code based on your personal numbers to not only direct you in your life to your purpose and mission, it allows you to use the law of attraction through math. Join us for a lively discussion every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where you can ask your question based on the scientific formula of math. Visit loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee for his live show information. And now, live from Australia, here is Mr. Stan Lee, the mathematical alchemist.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the ESP Code Numerology with Stan Lee show. And I have the beautiful Lisa Winston from America with me. She's a intuitive mindset strategist. And we're going to talk about many topics and also her international best-selling book, Your Turning Point. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. And when I came across your profile and your accolades, I was very excited to interview you, Lisa. So it's a pleasure for me as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So just for the viewers out there, intuitive mindset strategist, what is that?
Well, you and I were just talking about that a little bit. And for me, because my intuition comes into play, I really help a lot of business people that are entrepreneurs, especially beginner entrepreneurs, but people that have even been in business for a while. I never considered myself a strategist per se. And as I told you, I hate math and, you know, a lot of different structured things. But when I tune in with clients about their business or whatever they need, it's so cool how the information just comes through intuitively. I mean, oftentimes I just sit there and I just get the information and it blows me away. And it's always correct for them. So that's what I love about it. I mean, I'm a strategist of a sort, but it's really, I'm just being, you know, divinely guided, and it's just coming through me. It's just being channeled through me.
Beautiful. So you get information from the ether. Yeah. You know, some of the great mystics, Nikola Tesla, Edgar Casey, Carl Jung, very much believed in the non-physical realm. And really the non-physical realm is where we as humans are meant to be shifting to. So, you're very psychic, Lisa. Well done. So your clientele are mainly women over 50, but you also have helped men as young as 20.
I have. My very first client was actually a gentleman who was probably in his 60s. And I was really nervous because I lean towards women. But I have had some younger kids come in, and a lot of guys. And it's actually been really great for me because, you know, the guys that have come to me have been very sensitive, very much like me. You know, our clients are like us in so many ways a lot of times. So I really help anybody who wants to, you know, play. So
I like that play. I created a page just the other day talking about, you know, Earth is really a game and you want to play it to our soul level, hence the ESP code, the Essence Soul Purpose Code. Would you be okay if you tell the viewers your ESP code, Lisa?
Oh, you're going to tell them that? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, so would you like to go for your date of birth?
Absolutely. February 21st, 1959.
Excellent. So your sun and moon number is your 21st of February, Lisa. So adding up 21 plus 2 gives us 23. You narrow that down to a single digit, that gives your identity number. So your identity number, 2 plus 3 is 5. So fives are quick thinkers, very intellectual. They love to travel. They could be actors, models, or in the music or the performing type of arts. So I'm born 6th of May. 6 plus 5 is 11, 1 plus 1 is 2. So our energy, our frequency for your profile, you're a 5, I'm a 2, we form a 7. So it's a spiritual connection, if you will. In its simplistic, Mercury to Pluto is your year of birth. So 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 9 gives us 24. If we narrow that down to a single digit, 2 plus 4 is 6. So the 6 is empath, reporter, a journalist, a messenger, if you will. So you're a messenger, empath type of quick thinking, intellectual person. Your life path and your character, just like Hayden mentioned, your master 11 is a visionary. Mm-hmm. That vibrates down to a two number, which is 2, which is basically your 5, your identity, plus mm-hmm. your type of identity. So 5 plus 6 gives us 11, which 1 plus 1 is 2. So that's your life path and character. So it's operating from the heart, mm-hmm. The heart energy, if you will, and speaking. But you also have an essence, soul, and purpose number that we attached a little bit prior, which is the merging of those three numbers. So 5 plus 6 plus 2 gives us 13. If we narrow that down to a single digit, the 1 plus 3 is 4. So the 4 is the hard worker and the psychology of the person, but it's also strategy. Mm. And so you're getting things in the ether, in the intuition, if you will, strategizing when you're talking to the client. So basically, you know how to bring in the piece of information to let them know in the moment, which is a very rare gift that people have, because you're tapping into synchronicity and you're doing it, like I say, molding a person's Picasso, their jigsaw puzzle in the moment. So your ESP code is 5624. And as an earth bore, you're practical and capable. So you're actually helping clients in a practical manner, which is good, because that's what I'm trying to do with the code.
Right.
And you also have the arrow of determination. So that sort of sums up some archetypes, if you will, of yourself.
That is so true, all of it, really. You nailed it spot on and quickly.
Yeah, well, I do like speed, so thank you. So, because that's very important for the viewers to know, as you're an intuitive mindset strategist, because I'm a big proponent of the brain and mind, because really they are two separate things. And also want to touch on how you transition to your change of career to the medical intuitive strategist, because you were a 40-year professional vocalist. I mean, that's
I'm that old.
No, you're not old, but I mean, that's, you know, that's an unusual career as well. Can you explain to the viewers what a bit about that and how you found your soul path?
Yeah, well, it was interesting, because I had a very challenging life most of my life, but the singing was something I had wanted to do from a very young age. And I really started doing it before I was in college, and I was in a lot of bands, show bands. And then I had my own band in San Diego for over 10 years. And anyway, just doing a lot of music. And that really was my saving grace, because I'm a creative. And right now I haven't been singing, you know, and or painting. And when you're creative, if you're not doing something, it's hurting you physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way. But I went through a lot of challenges. The last one right before I left for my soul path was when my home burned down in the wildfires in San Diego in 2007. And 2 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And the funny thing is that I had been searching. I felt a spiritual connection to God or whatever it was. And I went on this quest, and I was reading Eckhart Tolle. And I don't know if you remember Lynn Grabhorn, Your Life is Waiting. She talked about energy and vibration. And I just started really dabbling in all that. And there was a point in time that I was doing Qigong also, hours and hours of Qigong a day. And I started getting these amazing downloads, just literal downloads from spirit. And one day I just had a download. I was in a 15-year relationship that was difficult. And I just decided to pick up, take my daughter and leave. And I knew that I needed to start over. And I knew there was something, not necessarily bigger, but something that was more important for me to do. And that's when I left to go on my search, my quest for my soul purpose.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. A lot of courage just to do that. So that'd be very good for the listeners to listen, to give them faith. Faith is very important. And so you support people in aligning with their source and tapping into their intuition. That is very important. Can you explain to viewers exactly? Because right now in 2021, that is something that a lot of people need.
Oh boy. Yeah. I mean, even when I talked about getting the download and knowing that I had to leave, I had wanted to leave that relationship for a long time, but I didn't feel I had the strength to do it. I was afraid. When I got that download, that intuitive download, I knew there was no question, and I took action as soon as I got it. So that was the beginning of me deepening my intuitive journey, because I started realizing that, you know how we, you know, you think somebody's calling and, or they're going to call and the phone rings, or you're on the freeway and you feel like you need to get off the first exit instead of the second. And then you find out there was an accident. We don't listen to our intuition. Oftentimes we just don't. And I've had some experiences like that, that led me actually to something that happened with my daughter that could have had a serious outcome because I didn't listen to my intuition. So I started looking at that. And I didn't trust it at first, but I really had to start, you know, playing with it and dabbling with it. I got involved with a group from Australia, actually, Universal Intelligence and Group. And this was back 7 or 8 years ago when they were here. They're now back in Australia. But they really taught me the importance of connection with your intuition. It was something I had to practice. And then I practiced on clients, because we don't trust what we get. And what we're getting is exactly spot on for each one of us. If we learn to listen to it and then follow it, that's how we get to the next step. And the next step, we get to where we're supposed to be. So it's incredibly important to start, you know, listening to your inner guidance.
I love how you said that as well, because I'm very much a proponent of the same thing when I'm teaching people the essence, soul, and purpose code. To mold their Picasa by knowing their next steps. I do it from a mathematical realignment perspective. But that, what you mentioned, is why it's so important to follow your intuitive hits. I love that phrase that you mentioned to me a little bit earlier yesterday, intuitive hits. So it's basically listening to your intuition, because it's showing you answers.
Yes.
So that's like tapping into our subconscious mind, because I love wandering. Wander about, you know, like some of the ancient greats wandered, because when we wander, I'm actually looking for the hits, so to speak. I'll be in tune with the numbers. I'll see a number plate or the time on the phone or how my code is and how I'm operating today, what my number is today. So I know what I'm looking for mathematically, and then allow the intuition to see it. It's like a game. It's amazing. And you can actually mold your Picasso doing that. So what I am totally in line with what you're saying. That's an amazing gift you have, Lisa. Well done.
Thank you. I think we all have it. You know, we just don't believe we do. And some people just aren't interested, you know, but how, I mean, there's no other way to live, as you know.
Where you just said there's some people not interested. So in this lifetime, different people ascend spiritually. Some may awake earlier in life, some later. Some choose not to, and they just like to be comfortable in their zone, so to speak, from the system. But I think the biggest, my take, the biggest genocide anyone could do is on themselves by not working on themselves and looking within. That's why I say learn, live, and love your essence, soul, and purpose. It's your higher self. So we come from past lives. We bring some archetypes and attributes. So our intuition and our synchronicities will give us signs saying, okay, this is what you did before. It doesn't mean you have to do it in this lifetime. So what you do is you manage your client's energy. That's huge. I mean, if people understand that one line there, is you can go to seminars and work on stuff that you go on, you know, wealth seminars or even on health or even some spiritual courses out there. But what Lisa just does there, just managing a person's energy precedes everything before it manifests physically. So if you can manage something, you can turn it and maneuver it. Can you explain a bit more about that? Because that is very important for viewers to understand, managing their energy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that we are is energy. We're like 99. Remember, you hear, you know, where they say you're 99.13 9s after it, just energy, or, you know, atoms, protons, whatever. If you look in a microscope, and it's incredible because we forget who we are. And when I really started getting into energy was Qigong. When I started, you know, playing with energy and feeling it, and all of a sudden, I mean, incredible things happen when you really spend time doing this stuff. But I realized that my energy was the thing that was my vibration, which was in turn creating my life, and we can go into your beliefs, your thoughts, you know, how you're speaking, etc. But all of that is energy. Whatever we put energy into is the direction that we go. So people really need to learn, you know, when to reel it in, or whether you're taking on somebody else's energy as empaths, right? We take on our clients' energy and other people around us. Sometimes we don't even know what the energy is. So it's imperative, because we are that, you know, we're not this physical thing. We are energy. And so to me, that's between intuition and energy is all, and energy creates. So I think it's really important for us to learn to manage it.
Beautifully said. And in the page I created, energy is the ether. Ether is synchronicity. And I say, because when I realign people, you got an osteopath or a chiro that realigns the body, mm-hmm. an acupuncturist that taps into the meridian to realign, yoga when you're stretching is realigning, mm-hmm. and then the next step is Tai Chi and Qigong, mm-hmm. because what you're doing is you're grabbing energy from the ether when you're doing the moves. That's like the highest physical exercise we can do, for example, is Qigong. And it's a slow movement, but it's actually very hard to do. It's not easy. But what you're doing is and if you do it in nature, you're getting elements from nature and you're bringing it in. I tried to do it. It's something that I've always said I want to master, but it's on the bucket list. But I've attempted it a few times from a master here in Sydney. But because you're gathering energy, and that's very important, because, you know, I came across the Secret documentary in 2006. Mm-hmm. They made a movie. Hollywood made a movie last year, Dare to Dream, following up on that. Right. And mm-hmm. that's actually a very good movie. You know, there's no swearing.
Yeah, we loved it.
No swearing, no killing. It was actually had a good storyline telling us a good metaphor, you know, like in terms of the power of the mind and the thought. And that goes to the next question in terms of you mentioned changing people's perspective. So that's very much a lot of your teachings you do on the Mindset Reset TV show. Can you explain about that?
Well, again, we see things a different way, a certain way. We all have certain rose-colored glasses from the way we were brought up, or the way that we, you know, perceive, or our wounds, or whatever. So it's so important, because we get so stuck in our stubbornness. You know, we're going to see it this way. That's all we're going to see. But there's this big picture that we don't see. There's this tapestry in the sky, in the ethers, as you say, and we don't know what, you know, that next step is leading us toward. I know it's something good if I'm following my intuition, my gut, but, you know, our perspective is everything. It's really great and fun to play around with how we see things. I mean, you know how I talk about life is happening for you, and challenges are set to, you know, refine you, not define you. So many people think that bad things, quote unquote, that happen are, you know, fate, or they're being punished, or whatever. But in my experience, and I've been through some hard stuff just like we all have, when you look at those lessons, I love you. You use the word synchronicity a lot, and that's one of my favorite words, because when we look back over our lives and even our challenges, and we start seeing those little synchronistic hits, those little divine, divinely guided synchronicities and orchestration, then we can see that spirit is always in those quote unquote challenges or those bad things. And it's for our growth. It's for us in some way. So I love the word synchronicity, and it's because it's so, we miss the boat. You know, if we're not looking and we're not aware of what was back there and what's coming and what's in front of us right now, we miss what's happening, the real perspective.
Very well said. And you know, that's why it's imperative to change our perspective. Yeah. So Lisa's touched on two very important questions: why it's important to follow your intuition hits, and why it's imperative to change our perspective. Because perspective, as you says, is our perspective can change as we grow older, because we begin to read or learn different material, for example, or a person comes into our life to give us a guidance in that moment. So with synchronicity, I love the acronym of triple S: simplicity, speedy, synchronicity. So synchronicity, it can happen to us so fast. If we catch it, I've calculated probabilities of 1 in 43 million. So for example, I was in a crystal shop. I'm talking to a lady and she says it's 1:11. She calls this other psychic lady to come in. That happened to be mum's birthday. Then another person comes in who's a crystal. It has to be born my birthday. Total strangers. Wow. And it happened within 3 minutes.
That's wild.
And so Carl Jung termed that synchronicity. So I say he will be pleasantly supplied of how the ESP code works, because, you know, I do live readings on the show every second, third week. And one show we had three people come in that were total strangers, 1953, and they were all ruled by Mercury, two Geminis, one Virgo. And you know, that's like saying collective cosmic consciousness. It's like a sucking of energy, brings people in the moment together.
Yes,
that is like alchemy, I believe. That's why I say mathematical alchemist, for example. So that's really good. And your mindset reset, you got some really good shows there. You've interviewed some really good people with different gifts, if you will. So well done on the show.
Oh, thank you.
So when you say trusting what's happening in their life, so like intuitive hits and perspective, for someone to trust a sign's coming to them, like those intuitive hits, they may get scared.
Oh, yeah.
How do you help clients through that?
Well, that's a great question, because it can be scary. And again, you have to figure out, you know, what's truth and non-truth. What I love to say is one of the things we can do is that if something is coming to you and you believe it's real, when you get truth energetically, truth is light. It's not sticky. It's easy. There's no conversation around anything. There's no, you know, story around it. Truth is just this really easy, light thing that comes in and it hits you. When you're looking at non-truth, it's sticky. It's heavy. When you look at non-truth, like if you say, gosh, you know, I don't know if this is right for me or whatever, and you start playing with it, non-truth really also creates a conversation, a story. You'll start questioning, you'll start doing things. So I like to play with different ways of trying to figure out what truth and non-truth is. Is this for me? Is this the next step for me? And sometimes, you know, intuitively, if you're really connected to your intuition, your inner guidance, a lot of times you'll know that you know that you know, and you'll take that step. And what I love to say is, it's really hard, but you know, taking that step into the unknown is a wonderful adventure and usually leaves you, you know, again, it leads you in the right direction. So it's something you have to practice, and trust is a hard thing for a lot of people. It doesn't come easy for most people.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. So you just have to learn to trust yourself, trust your gut, trust your guidance.
So it's like in yoga in Star Wars, he goes, I sense much fear in you, you know, when he's talking to Skywalker. So the opposite of that is faith, because fear is underlined possibly by fear, you know, fear, there's fear, greed, and indecision in people. Right. So like you mentioned, like saying yes to whatever comes to people. So could it be that sometimes if people are in a fear mindset a lot, that they may be attracting synchronicities that's also of the fear sort of element, and it's not what they're meant to be doing. So they need to practice, I believe. Absolutely. Because
Go ahead.
It's like maybe possibly the school of hard knocks, because that's what makes people, you know, get more in line with the intuition. That's what I would say.
That's what happened to me. The big universe, you know, my book you were talking about, it has a lot of stories about the universal 2x4s that came and hit me because I wasn't awake or aware, or I wasn't getting the message. So, you know, sometimes you have to go through that, and it's not a bad thing. It's just something for your, again, for your growth, for your awareness to wake you up.
And the book, by the way, Your Turning Point, How to Break Free from a Life of Limitation and Break Through to a Life of Miracles. Like great wording there, like break free and break through. Some of the summaries of the book is learn to live life on your terms.
Yeah.
So when you're speaking to clients, how do you get them to believe in living life on their terms? Because sometimes they're scared of leaving the comfort zone.
Yeah, that's a great question, but it's complicated because, of course, we have, you know, beliefs that are very embedded in our subconscious minds. And so a lot of times we sabotage ourselves. And I mean, even I think that none of us are ever perfect, right? We're always growing as we get on the way out. I mean, I'm 62 and I'm still growing and I'm still learning things constantly. So it's really a matter of learning that you're worthy, you know, learning that you're safe, learning that you are supported and so loved. I mean, the universe loves you more than anything you can imagine. And so many times we're always looking off in other directions for people or situations to love us and validate us. And, you know, in reality, it's this inner journey and knowing that we've got guides and angels and we've got spirit, we've got this, we are part of this beautiful, you know, network of love and support at all times, but we have to work through the human stuff and, you know, to get to that point. So that's why I have a lot of processes in my book, because I really believe in really a lot of introspection, you know, and just going back and feeling into things, not necessarily doing, but just thinking, you know, writing, that kind of stuff. So,
and you mentioned processes in the book. So that comes back to your 6524 number, like the strategist, the process.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It also comes by making it practical and capable as your earth ball. So you're bringing in your archetypes into the delivery of your content, of your work. So that's great. And so the other point for the summary of the book is really having people trust their intuition and manifest those miracles. And that's how I like to use the word cosmos, the universe, the galaxy, the collective cosmic consciousness, our guides, angels, guardians, they're around us all the time in the ether. They will come in to help. If we're doing a little bit of the work spiritually, yeah, they're gonna match it, I believe. A little bit higher too, but you know. So have you had clients, you know, manifest miracles?
Yeah, I have. And I've had a lot of clients actually step out of their box and take chances and do things that they've always wanted to do, you know, kind of like go into the unknown. And so it's been pretty amazing. I want to share, because when Joe, my partner, Joe Vitale, and I met, years ago, one of the things that he said, we had this incredible energy between us. And this is like you were talking about synchronicities. People are brought together. So often, you know, you go to a conference and like all the right people are there because they were all brought in to that one place. Well, when I met Joe, that was really the beginning of me writing my book, because he said something to me that really shifted my perspective and energetically just, you know, threw me into another dimension. And that was that the miracle is now. We talk about miracles, waiting for miracles, but the miracle's now, and you really are the miracle. Like if you sit and think about that, it's incredible. So I talk about getting to the miracle space, but if you can become aware of what a miracle we are, I mean, we have bodies, we don't breathe our lungs, we don't beat our heart. I mean, all these things happen automatically. We have 750 trillion cells in our body, communities that are making this all happen. It is all a miracle. It is a miracle. So whether things are happening that are challenging or they're great, it doesn't matter. You're still in the miracle space. You've never left it, really.
That's great. It's perfect. Because like I say, learn your ESPs, learn your code, learn your biorhythms, so you understand how the wavelengths work and how synchronicities begin to manifest. And then live your ESP is your numbers, your journey. So it's live your puzzle now. So it's like what you're saying with the miracle is now. So that's great. The third thing you have in the book is your true worth and place in the universe. So can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, I believe that the universe loves us so big that you were talking about past lives and we have all these timelines and things, you know, and we've been here before, but at one point in time, the universe decided to love you so big that it was going to just place you here at this specific time and place. And right now is so important, because many of us light workers, you know we're here for a bigger purpose, something else, but we weren't really sure what it was or how to get to it. Well, now the energies are moving, right? We're going into the age of Aquarius and things are starting to shift. They're not there yet. But I mean, we have to remember that we are already worthy when we come into this body. No matter what our moms and dads said, no matter what happened to us, we are just oozing with worthiness because we're here now. So it really is, again, that change in perspective, getting away from the human story and going into, and by the way, I'd love to know more about what you do mathematically and all the things you're talking about, because it's so cool, but really realizing that we are miraculous. We are miracles. Just being here is a miracle. I mean, you can't get any more worthy than that, right?
100%, 110%, if there's any percentage, because you know, we're limitless. And like, even with the cells, I have the term as above, so below, as mm-hmm. within, so without. At quantum physics, mechanics, or quantum entanglement, this I have the phrase, astrology is the science of God, mathematics is the language of God, numerology is the code of God. And I channel that code with the ESP code intuitively and mathematically, because as a four, I was methodical in testing my code on many, many people. And I wonder, so I go about to test and I observe. So I believe when we're fixed and everything else around us is observing, we're like an eagle looking down. It's like true singularity, not artificial intelligence singularity where they're looking to take. I'm talking about cosmos singularity. The cosmos is always moving. When we fix, we're observing, we're selecting what we want in the now, and we can mold the Picasso. Like you saying, look for those intuitive hits like mm-hmm. that. That's huge for viewers. So I'm totally in sync of how you think, Lisa. And so that will lead people in the process to then, when people go for the book, for example, live with renewed purpose and meaning.
Yeah.
And that will get them to create. Because we're creators, like you mentioned, that's very important. Can you explain a little bit more to viewers? Because when we don't create, we're stagnant. We're not. It's not a good thing.
No. Well, the most important thing, I mean, I could give you some amazing examples, and you probably had experiences like this too, where I've literally been taken up out of my body. I've been in the conscious stream, looking down at my body. One time I was sick. I was up. I call it wrestling with God all night. And you know, I literally got taken there, and my body healed 75%. So we can have these things happen, you know, but again, we have to allow ourselves to go on the journey. And I know it's a little bit scary, right? But it's worthwhile to just start the journey. And one of the things that I downloaded years ago was a meditation. It was called the Love Expansion Meditation. And that's where I really started, because we don't love ourselves. We are love. That's what everybody says, but we don't feel like we're love, and we don't feel loved a lot of times. So I think that if people really, you know, start to get into loving themselves and allowing these miracles to happen and allowing these things to happen. I forgot your question. I'm in the middle of it.
No, you it's because you're showing to people to renew their purpose and their meaning. So it's perfect. What you're saying is totally in sync with that.
Well, what I wanted to say though was about the vibrations. You know, because again, that has to do with the energy of who we are and our vibrations. It's like, and many people have already heard this, where we're like a radio, you know, and the waves, the airwaves are coming over here, and we're the radio and we're picking up the signal. And it's really true, because man, you know, if you ever look at, you know, they say the saying in the US anyway, Murphy's Law, you know, that if you keep thinking about these bad things will happen or whatever. But you really do get on a wavelength. I mean, have you ever had a bad day where, you know, you bump your knee and you wreck your car, and all of a sudden all these things are happening because you are in a mindset. And I mean, I've had times when I felt really down. And so when I do that, I suggest to people, because if you really want to create more of what you want, you can make your lists and everything, but getting into the vibration, I do gratitude. I do a lot of gratitude. I go walk in nature. If I'm feeling really ticked off about something, you know, I'll slow down. I'll stop everything. I'll do some energy work. Our vibrations create, our thoughts, our speaking, it all creates. And so if we're down here, we're going to create down here. And so we have to get out of the habitual pattern of just jumping out of bed, setting our alarm, jumping out of bed, you know, getting ready, going to work. We have to, if we really want to create deliberately, then we need to learn new habits, and they can be very small, you know, 3 minutes of gratitude in the morning, even if you don't feel it, because eventually I promise you will feel it and your vibes will start to raise. So I don't know. I think our vibrations are just like our energy, right? So important. It's about managing who we are so that we can get to, you know, become who we are here to become. Does that make sense?
It makes sense 1,000%. You mentioned radio. So I mentioned when I'm with my clients, the sun and moon, when we look up with our eyes, the two foremost celestial planets we see are the sun and moon. Mm-hmm. So it's the masculine and feminine. So think of it as a radio transmitter, the radio frequency. The radio, the sun is a transmitter and the moon is a receiver, and it's a vortex of energy. This forms our identity number. It's like my 2 and your 5. And that's how we begin to profile with people in terms of business life, personal life. Extremely powerful and extremely fast. Just the people just look at, wow, okay. And that all comes down to like what we touched before, wavelengths. Everything in the cosmos or the universe or the galaxy is the sine wave, wavelengths, everything. And that's fundamentally derived from sound, light or photon, and water. And water's 70% in the body, 90% in the mind, at least probably 94. So water is a conductor of energy. If we're thinking certain things or in a certain vibrational, but we know scientifically the brain can calibrate. I've had brain testing done on me from the guy's got the second highest IQ in human history behind Galileo in 2012. He knew Osho personally. We had calibrated the brain. We're born to tap into both left and right hemispheres, because that's why we have both sides of the brain, just like the walnut, when you crack open the walnut and you eat. So when we can become a little bit of that thinking element and that feeling element of the left right brain, for example, and that syncs, we can then, that manifesting that's going around, that law of attraction 101 can become so advanced. It's like you got physics and metaphysics or psychology and parapsychology. So what you and I do, Lisa, is not pseudoscience. It is the real science. And Age of Aquarius is still kicking in. And 21st December last year, there was a 1 in 6,000 year epoch event. So it's like a mechanism of a clock, discs within discs, they lined up. And that was like a portal of energy. So the earth shifting dimension, light workers need to step up. And people, I believe, need to also work on their spirituality right now, even more so. Like 2020 and 2021, that's external, what's going on the planet. Right. I get it. But what we do is really important. But like Murphy's Law, I totally agree with the radio, because that's how I do the ESP code in terms of showing people the yin-yang number, for example. That's what that is. It's the sun and moon. I totally agree. Yes, 100% understand.
I love hearing your explanation, because it's like, you know, the same thing, only said in a whole cool different way. I love it.
Yeah, that's because we're bouncing off each other theoretically.
Yeah, amazing.
So that's how people can really, in what you're saying, the summary of the last book is find their true path and live joyfully.
Yes.
Because they, when they're happy, they create.
Yes. And, you know, truthfully, life is short. I mean, even with everything that's going on, you know, we need to be here now in the present moment. Nobody knows how long they have. And we need to find joy now. We need to find our purpose and live it now. We need to love other people now and accept other people now. We need to do this now. Because I don't think we're going back to normal, quote unquote. I think that this is, you know, we're in the process of becoming more, and it's going to be it's the unknown. So I think a lot of people are seeking more spiritual things now, a lot of people who are afraid, you know, because this has really shaken things up. So in a way, that's great, because it was kind of like the great cosmic halt, right? COVID and everything, it was kind of like slow down or stop. And so the universe just put the halt on everything. We were just spinning, you know, too quickly. So it's all good.
And Mother Earth will always self-correct. We go. So that's what people have to understand as well. So that's right. We got to live in the now. So, and can you lift your book up so viewers can see?
Oh, they can. Absolutely. Your turning point.
Your turning point, how to break free from a life of limitation and break through to a life of miracles. I love that. It's and it's forwarded by your partner, Joe Vitale. Yeah. And another why, because I'm a big proponent of why are we here? What are we doing now? And how will we get there? And why is looking really the first question to look within that source. So we've gone through why it's important to follow your intuitive hits, why it's imperative to change our perspective, and also why we need to learn to elevate our vibrations. Like these questions that Lisa's saying, these why, if people understand, they're very deep, and they can go to so many sub questions, but it's powerful one line. Why we need to learn to elevate our vibrations, which stem with what we've been talking through, but can you explain to the viewers so they can sort of grasp that? Because I'm a big proponent of the third step. I say elevate, collaborate. That's my third step in Learn, Live, Love. So I love that word, elevate.
I do too.
So, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, you know, when I went through a collapse from Lyme disease 2 years ago, it was funny because, you know, we can be thrown off balance so quickly and we can really end up in the pit, you know, in that fear and the and thinking that we're punished and there's no God, you know. And so these are all the things that bring us back. But one of the things I learned was, you know, you can elevate your vibrations so quickly. I did silly things like I would put on loud music and dance around. I would paint even when I couldn't see. I would sing. I would do all kinds of things. You know, there are so many things that you can do to elevate your vibrations, and they don't have to be hard. They don't even have to be a habit. But if you're feeling down, you know, elevate. Just like everybody should have that word, you know, on a sticky note somewhere in every room, elevate, because, you know, look up. It makes all the difference in the world. It changes your vibrations and everything. So, yeah.
And vibration is frequency and sound. So, and this is the beautiful thing with light workers. So, love your essence, soul, purpose. My third, because I love acronym, is elevate, collaborate. So people who are doing the spiritual work, when we collaborate, it's abundance. We can all mold our jigsaw puzzle individually and then collectively. If people are not doing the spiritual work though, and they're not at least willing to elevate, we're, as empaths, we can take on that energies as well. So we got to sort of protect our energies, because if we don't protecting ourselves, we can't then help fellow humankind. So, and you have a six in your code as the 5-6-2 for that empath element, just like Jules and myself. And so as a protection element, if you will, like with your energies, I assume, because you're very artistic and you, the performance as well, and that you do your... Are you still doing Qigong?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. I don't do, I don't know if you heard of Master Chun Yin Lin, but he's in Minnesota and I worked with him for a long time. It's called Spring Forest Qigong, because regular Qigong is so difficult. Mm. And I still spend hours doing it, but he gives you little like sword fingers, you know, to heal something. He gives you these little techniques that you can do in your car all throughout the day. They don't take a lot of time. And so you can do it, and you can really see results from it when you do it. So you don't have to take a lot of time. You can have these little, you know, tools. You have a toolkit of stuff that you use all the time.
Yeah, no, that's your four as well. That's like me with my four, because I've got a 2-4-6-3. You're a 5-6-2-4. So our two numbers are the same, just inverse at the front and the back. But I like crystals. Crystals carry information. You know, yeah. We have crystal in our third eye. All smartphones, Silicon Valley, everything, computers, it's all going on crystals. It's energy. It's a form. And Himalayan rock salt for the energies. Yeah. And envisioning, like when I shower, I have a salt on my crown and I'm envisioning cleansing for the day. Mm. So because visioning, just like, because you're a master number 11, you're a visionary. So subconsciously, if we can get that, we can actually have those little healings, for example. So that's... great. So all of life is a magnificent gift. The universe is always guiding you. We just get to learn how to see the tiny pieces of the puzzle and trust in taking those steps to lead to the next best thing. Again, when I read that, I think it's fine, because that's what I say, to mold your own Picasso. I use that term in the now. So that's what your numbers, your journey is now, molding the Picasso. I love that paraphrase, Lisa. So how do you, in the process, does the book explain how people do that? I assume we've gone through those three questions. That pretty much summarizes that phrase. But I love that phrase. Like, the next best thing, it keeps people optimistic, because there's the next best thing coming.
Absolutely. Always. There's so much out there. You know, I just posted something on Facebook. Was it today? I think, where it talks about, you know, how the arrow, when you draw it back, it, you know, it propels you into something. And I really, this is where I want people to see it. Like, even with COVID and all the things that are going on right now, this is the arrow being drawn back, you know, and there is something that is big waiting for all of us, and it's going, we're heading in that direction. And so I just want people to, instead of going into the dark, go into the light, you know, see that.
And that's great, because it's like the arrow is saying, you know, if we're going to hit our target, for example,
right.
And we know what our soul purpose is, or we're listening to our intuition, we can begin to have that end goal in mind. Some may approach it methodically, mathematically. Some may approach it intuitively. But the great thing is we can collaborate with people. And then individually, people are molding the Picasso, and collectively, because the collective cosmic consciousness, like the 100th monkey syndrome, you know, the 100 monkeys community, because it's water. When I had my brain calibrate an EEG testing, it's proven when you go to a seminar, for example, and you're sitting next to a person to the left and to the right, brain waves are contagious. Just like a cough may be contagious, brain waves, it'll show on an EEG, it'll jump, and you may not be doing anything, but someone else may be talking behind, and it'll affect. So this is why it's important for us to know our path. So sometimes we're not getting tricked, manipulated on purpose or not on purpose from some people to follow a path that's not our calling. And then, like you're saying, the cosmos will give us signs saying, oh, this is here. This is the hits, the intuitive hits. So we got to, it is a bit of trial and error. It is a little bit of a school of hard knocks, but that's what wavelengths are, because we go through mountains, grounding, and valley and troughs. That's what cycles are. It can't be all hunky-dory. It has to be like that. That's how that's how cosmos, universe, galaxy works. Our job is to know how to self-correct in the moment. And it's not easy, but people people like Lisa, Jules, myself, and the gifted people, and Joe Vitale, have gifts. Everyone has gifts, abilities. And some people are starting to learn. Some people have had it for many years. So that's fantastic. And another line that you touched on earlier, Lisa, is life is always happening for you, and challenges are sent to refine you, not define you.
Yeah.
I mean, that paraphrase, that's a tagline there in itself. Yeah. It's because that gives people faith. One word is faith.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're not victims of fate. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. And there are people that do believe that. But, you know, again, you have to see the bigger picture, or you have to trust in the bigger picture. And, you know, I also wanted to bring up too, I love, you keep using the word collaboration. And I love that so much too. And I just want to bring up for people, it's so important, especially now, since we're, a lot of us are isolated, to talk to other people. We can do it via Zoom, FaceTime, all kinds of things. I used to be a part of a lot of masterminds. And so, like you were talking, how you're sitting next to somebody and you get the brainwaves. When you talk to other people, you can still expand your business or expand your spirituality or whatever it is you want. When you gather together with people on Zoom or FaceTime or whatever, the ideas start to just flow. They just start coming in. And that's why collaboration is so important, and intuition, you know, they walk hand in hand. So I just wanted to bring that up, because you talk about collaboration, and it's so super important, and we can still do it even though we're not maybe in person. But it's a beautiful process where we exchange ideas from the ether, you know, and from each other. And it's amazing. And I hope people start to do more of that, you know, if they're not doing it now.
I totally agree. And also your TV show, like Mindset Reset, I've spoken about the brain is like the car. Mm-hmm. And the mind is the steering wheel, and us driving the car. So we can steer the car how we want. Like Mindset Reset, if people just understand that, and to form habits, it takes a while, because habits are in the subconscious. So the mind is like our subconscious. It's 10,000 times more powerful than the conscious, which can be sort of like the brain. So the brain and mind are two separate things. If we can sync both and maybe bypass the hippocampus and go straight from source, subconscious to conscious, our earthly realm can, what we perceive perspective wise, can change very fast. It's like, it's basically becoming limitless. So Mindset Reset, can you touch a little bit of viewers on that? Because, you know, that phrase just there is huge, because we can reset, not just what's going on earth right now, but what they may be looking to do or not. We have our own mind and brain. This creator God source gave us our soul. It's our soul. It's our sovereignty. Can you explain to viewers a bit about Mindset Reset? Because that two words, if you say, is very, very powerful.
Yeah, you know, I love that. I love when you said, you know, we can go directly from the subconscious to the conscious, you know, and it's like to the to consciousness, which is amazing, because our mind always gets in the way, our monkey mind, right? It always gets in the way. And so with Mindset Reset, when we were bringing people on the TV show, we really talked about people's challenges and what they've been through and how they've made golden out of everything that happened, you know, which a lot of people say it's happening to me, but for me, it really just takes a change in perspective. We go back to that again, you know, seeing things in a different way, being open to seeing things in a different way. And sometimes the stuff that Spirit shows you is just mind blowing. Like, you know, you can change your perspective, but I mean, sometimes if you allow the real information to come in, you will be absolutely mind blown. And that's happened to me a couple of times. So mindset reset, I think we all need that. You know, I think it's something we should all do and look into. And there are all kinds of programs. John Assaroff has, you know, the Neuro Gym, and there are all kinds of, like you were saying, all kinds of processes and things you can do to reset your mindset. But I think it's something that we need to commit to doing. You know, so many of us just plod along in life and we read books or whatever, but I think actively pursuing, reading, listening to, watching programs like this, you know, to get a different perspective is what really starts to shift our perspective. You know, I used to read books and I'd read a couple of pages and every once in a while I'd see something and I'd reread it and bam, it would hit me like a ton of bricks. But it's something we have to actively participate in.
And, sorry.
It's okay.
My phone's normally on silent.
Interesting.
She's it's a very good health company. They've got very good health products. Lisa, you know, we're very much in sync with our methodologies. It's from a different approach. It's just like you have different methods of astrology, like you have Greek, Hellenistic, Vedic, Indian, Sabian, Mesopotamian, different ways, tropical, sidereal. It all leads to the same point, but from a different angle, if you will. Right.
Yes.
And it's been a pleasure talking with you, Lisa Winston from America, the intuitive mindset strategist. Where can people find more about you? Where can they
go? Well, you can check out my website, which is lisaawinston.com, because Lisa Winston, who's a bodybuilder, took my URL. So I use Lisa A. Winston. How dare she? And you can also check out the Mindset Reset TV show. Just go to Mindset Reset. I forget, it's been so long. Mindset Reset TV. And you can check out some of our episodes there and read a little bit more about that. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and all over the place. So,
and people can purchase the book on yourturningpointbook.com and on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I have this copy, I have the ebook, and I also have a workbook that is all the processes I extracted from this book, so that would be easier for everybody just to have a big workbook to use. So lots of different things that you can find there.
Excellent. Thank you once again. It's been a pleasure.
I loved it. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
You're welcome. Goodbye to all the viewers out there. Until next time, we'll interview some more people. But check out Lisa. She is phenomenal and a great light worker. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee. To get show access information. Have a great week.